From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump further extended his campaign narrative that the election process is rigged against him by refusing at Wednesday's final debate to say that he will accept the results of the November 8th vote. Debate moderator Chris Wallace, the anchor of Fox News Sunday, put the question to Donald Trump on the acceptance of the results.
Are you saying you're not prepared now to commit to
that
principle?
What I'm saying is that I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense.
Well, okay? Chris, let me respond to that because that's horrifying.
Trump added that he believes the media has poisoned the minds of voters against him and that his opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, should never have been allowed to run. Current lawmakers, including some Republicans, strongly criticized Trump's comments. After the debate, Clinton called Trump's refusal an effort to blame someone else for where he is in the campaign. One of the most contentious sections of the debate featured Trump and Clinton sparring over Russia's espionage activities and accusations they are working to help Trump's campaign. You can see all of the debate coverage on our website at voanews.com. Russia's humanitarian pause Thursday took effect in the Syrian city of Aleppo, allowing the sick and wounded to leave along with rebel fighters. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he doubts there will be any attempt at a third U.S.-Russian ceasefire.
If you don't have a political settlement, you can't have peace. And so Russia needs to understand this is not making things better, it's making things worse.
Russia has extended the length of Thursday's humanitarian pause from 8 to 11 hours. Meanwhile, Turkish state media say Turkish planes struck Kurdish targets in Syria. This is VOA News. One of the most powerful typhoons to ever hit the Philippines killed at least 8 people Thursday as ferocious gales and landslides destroyed tens of thousands of homes. Super Typhoon Haima struck late Wednesday night with winds similar to those of catastrophic Haiyan in 2013. Haima roared across mountain and farming communities of the northern regions and on the main island of Luzon overnight, causing widespread destruction and killing at least 8 people, according to authorities. A British journalist arrested in Mogadishu while reporting on assignment has been released by Somalian security forces, according to his employer, Al Jazeera, on their website Thursday. Hamza Mohammed was arrested Tuesday along with the driver, fixer, and a cameraman. He had been in the country for a week. Somali authorities had earlier informed Al Jazeera that they had detained the journalist, but that he had not been charged with anything. Iraqi elite counterterrorism units have joined the fight to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State. Meanwhile, an upbeat assessment of the assault comes from the U.S. general coordinating the U.S.-led coalition support of Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces. Major General Gary Valesky spoke to reporters Wednesday that they have made rapid initial progress.
In the next 72 hours, we expect the Iraqis will continue some more operations from the Kurds to clear some more of that really defensive line, that limit of advance, and the Iraqis continue in their push to Mosul. There's been a lot of questions about how long the operation would take. You know, my assessment is the enemy always has a vote.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Pakistan has banned all Indian content on television and radio networks, according to media regulators Thursday. It's the latest salvo after recent scuffles in the disputed Kashmir region spilled in the world of Bollywood and celebrity. The state-run media authority said in a statement that it would suspend the licenses of any TV channels or radio stations without notice for flouting the ban. Thousands of British men convicted of homosexuality before its decriminalization are to be pardoned under the Turing Law, named after the World War II hero Alan Turing, according to the government Thursday. Anyone who was convicted of consensual same-sex acts before the law was abolished can apply to have their names cleared through the disregard process and will now receive an automatic pardon. Thousands of deceased people will also receive an automatic pardon. A teenage girl went on trial Thursday for stabbing a police officer. It's an assault allegedly ordered by the Islamic State organization, but was not claimed by the jihadist group. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.